Hello, I'm Brian, and welcome to BattlefieldResumes.com Leadership Podcast, where my twin brother Bruce and I are committed to building better leaders. From webcasts to webinars, podcasts to personal services, one-on-one coaching to online opportunities, remember, the key to success begins with building the leader in you. As part of the John Maxwell team, we want to live out the principles that John teaches. This is our rule of five that we seek to practice every day. To lead, to grow, to create, to excel, and to serve. Please visit us at BattlefieldResumes.com. And remember, make today count. All right, we've reached level five, the pinnacle. So we've came from level one, which is positional leaders, to level two, which is permission. Level three is production. Level four is people development. And level five is the pinnacle. Rare is the leader who reaches level five. Not only is leadership at this level a culmination of leading well on the other four levels, but it also requires both a high degree of skill and some amount of natural leadership ability. It takes a lot to be able to develop other leaders so that they reach level four. That's what level five leaders do. The individuals who reach level five lead so well for so long that they can create a legacy of leadership in the organization they serve. Pinnacle leaders stand out from everyone else. They are a cut above and they seem to bring success. Leadership at this high level lifts the entire organization and creates the environment that benefits everyone in it, contributing to their success. Level five leaders often possess an influence that transcends the organization and the industry that leader works in. Most leaders who reach the pinnacle do so later in their careers. But the pinnacle level is not a resting place for leaders to stop and view their success. It's a reproducing place from which they make the greatest impact of their lives. That's why leaders who reach the pinnacle should make the most of it while they can. With gratitude and humility, they should lift up as many leaders as they can, tackle as many great challenges as possible, and extend their influence to make a positive difference beyond their own organization or industry. Some of the upsides of pinnacle. Your influence has expanded beyond your reach and your time. Number one, pinnacle leadership creates a level five organization. Many organizations seem to struggle to maintain their existence. Others work hard to inch their way towards goal growth or increase profitability. Meanwhile, a few organizations rise above the rest and seem to function at an extraordinary high level. What's their secret? Leadership. Great organizations have great leaders and the best organizations that function at the highest capacity. Level five organizations become what they are best known for to lead by level five leaders. General Electric has been held up as a business model for decades. Year after year, it's cited by Fortune magazine as the top 10 organizations for leadership. Why? Because for so many years, it was led by Jack Welch, a level five leader, and his emphasis was on developing other leaders to become level four leaders. Leaders who produce other leaders. Number two, pinnacle leadership creates a legacy within the organization. Level five leaders want to do more than just run the organization. They want to do more than succeed. They want to create a legacy. Level five leaders are measured by the caliber of leaders they develop, not the caliber of their own leadership. Their approach to leadership changes accordingly. How am I doing as a leader? The answer is how the people that you lead are doing. Do they learn? Do they manage conflict? Do they initiate change? You won't remember when you retire what you did in the first quarter of 1994. What you'll remember is how many people you developed. Not only that, but you'll remember how well you developed them and how effectively they were able to carry on after you were no longer leading. In level five organizations, when the top leader steps down, there's usually many leaders ready to rise up. And the organization experiences continuity unfamiliar to organizations with lesser leaders. Number three, pinnacle leadership provides an extended platform. In America, we believe everyone has the right to speak. But even in a free society, you have to earn the right to be heard. Level 5 leaders have paid their dues and earned that right because they lead well and develop others to do the likewise. Their influence extends beyond their reach. People outside of their direct sphere of influence hear about them and seek them out for advice. Level 5 leaders are able to cross lines out of the industry or area of expertise to speak with authority. People respect them for who they are and what they represent. That gives them a greater platform and extended influence. They often have a chance to make a broader impact on society or to advance the cause of leadership, redefine it, pour themselves into the next generation of leaders. Now, some of the downsides of pinnacle. You may start to believe that it's all about you. Each level of leadership has a downside. This level is no exception, but here's the good news. Fewer leaders become victims of the downside at the pinnacle level than at any other level. Why is that? Because it's difficult to reach the pinnacle without a great measure of maturity. Every lesson leaders learn at the previous levels becomes a curb that helps them keep from getting off course. Now, here is some news, though. Those who are susceptible to the downside on the pinnacle fall dramatically. They can derail everything they've worked for up to this point. Here are three negative things that you need to look out for when and if you reach the pinnacle. Number one is being on the pinnacle can make you think that you've arrived. It's ironic, but one of the greatest dangers for pinnacle leaders at the top is similar to a downside for position leaders at the bottom, thinking they've arrived. If you came into leadership with a destination mindset and you carried it with you as you've moved through your way up to level five leadership, you may think that the pinnacle is the place to rest, smell the roses, and make the most of your privileges. It's that, your mindset, beware. In his book, How the Mighty Fall, Jim Collins wrote that those who often have an entitlement mindset bolstered by arrogance. He wrote that for such leaders, success is viewed as deserved rather than fortuitous, fleeting, or even hard-earned in the face of daunting odds. People begin to believe that success will continue almost no matter what the organization decides to do or not do. A leader's decision always makes an impact, for better or worse. Leaders who have reached the top of their profession or the top of their organization cannot take anything for granted. No matter how good they've been in the past, they still need to strategize, weigh decisions, plan, execute, and at a high level. Momentum can overcome a lot of problems, but even great momentum cannot continually compensate for negligence, arrogance, or stupidity. Number two, being on the pinnacle can lead you to believe that your own press. Few things are more ridiculous than leaders who take themselves too seriously and begin to believe they are God's gift to others. Yet it happens continually. History is filled with stories of people who got carried away with their power and position. One such leader was King Gustavus of Sweden. He was known as a brilliant military commander, and during his reign, he elevated Sweden from a minor to a major power in Europe and ushered in what's known as the Golden Age of Sweden. But like many strong leaders, he started to believe that anything he desired to do would automatically succeed. As a king fought in the 30-year war, he desired to rule the Baltic Sea. To do so, he was determined to build a ship that towered over other ships in beauty and size. He decided on the measurements and armament of the ship, and even though he had no naval experience, and expertise and gave them to the shipbuilders. The following words were written about this venture. Quote, "Nothing can be more impressive and more dedicated to glorifying to His Royal Majesty than for his ship to bear the most magnificent decoration that has ever been held on the ocean." The ship was called the Vasa, named after the monarch's royal house. As the war raged on, the king became impatient for its launch. Tests were made to check its stability, but the monarch would not tolerate any delay. On August 10th, 1628, it was launched in its maiden voyage. Thousands watched as the ship slowly left the harbor in Stockholm. But as soon as the ship was exposed to a gust of wind, it began to sway. It heeled over, took on water, and sank a few hundred feet from the shore, less than a mile from where it began. Clearly, the king's confidence wasn't enough to keep his dream afloat. Anytime a leader begins to believe his own press, he's in trouble. When people excel to a high level in their profession, a type of mythology grows up around them. They become larger than life in other people's minds. A lot of times, it's hype. No level five leaders are good as people give them credit for. And no leaders, no matter how long or how well they've led, are above the laws of leadership. The laws are like gravity. They apply to you whether or not you believe in them. Number three, being on the pinnacle can make you lose focus. When leaders reach level five, the number of opportunities they receive becomes extraordinary. Everyone wants to hear what such leaders have to say. But many of these opportunities are really little more than distractions. They won't help a leader's organization or cause. If leaders who reach the pinnacle want to make the most of their time there, they must remain focused on their vision and purpose and continue leading at the highest level. Now, here's some of the best behaviors of level five. How to use the pinnacle as a platform to do something greater than yourself. Leadership should always be about others, not about the leader. That's true at every level, and especially important on level five, because having people follow out of deep respect is the highest of the leadership. Pinnacle leaders have a lot of horsepower, and they need to make good use of it while they're on top to do more help than help themselves. Here are my suggestions. Number one, make room for others at the top. One of the most important things that level five leader can do is to make room at the top for other leaders. Most leaders make it their goal to cultivate followers, but gathering followers doesn't create room for other leaders. As a pinnacle leader, you must create that room. That begins on level four when you start developing leaders. If you do that continually and promote good leaders whenever you can create a cycle of positive change in the organization that creates room for leaders. The leader's desire, being succeeded instead of needed. The reality is that no one is indispensable. Worse, allowing others to become dependent does little more than satisfy a leader's ego. It's a very limiting leadership style that has very short-term span. The first step in developing leaders is to have a desire to develop people so that they can succeed without you. Leadership author and former FedEx executive Fred Mansk Jr. observed that the ultimate leader is one who is willing to develop people to the point that they eventually surpass him or her in a knowledge and ability. On the pinnacle level, that should always be your goal. The leader's focus, working on the people's strengths instead of weaknesses. Some leaders take a counseling approach to develop people. By that, I mean that they focus on what a person is doing poorly or wrong, and they focus their attention on helping them make corrections in those areas. In fact, when I began my career, I spent a lot of time counseling people, but to my great frustration, I saw a little improvement in the people that I worked with. To be fair, I really wasn't a good counselor, but I also had a eureka moment when I figured out that the main reason we weren't making progress, I was focused on people's weaknesses. That's no way to develop people. If you want to develop people, you must help them discover and build upon their strengths. A leader's attitude: giving away power instead of hoarding it. Did you play follow the leader as a kid? The goal of the game was to hold on to your place in the front of the line as long as possible. The kids who won were the most aggressive at trying to do something no one else could imitate. As a leader five leader, you need to be as aggressive about giving away power to other leaders as you were at hoarding it when you were a kid. That requires an abundance of attitude where your mindset is, let's lead together. You must become a world-class empowerer. The leader's perspective, seeing a potential leader as they could be instead as they are. One of the keys to developing leaders at any level is seeing people not as they are or as others see them, but as they could be. Having a hand in closing the gap between how someone is and fulfillment of their potential is what motivates level five leaders to raise up other leaders to level four. Seeing what is takes very little talent. Seeing what could be and helping to make it reality takes a vision, imagination, skill, and commitment. The leader's impact. Leading and developing leaders is not easy. Leaders with high potential will only follow leaders who are ahead of them in ability, experience, or both. Someone who is a nine in leadership won't follow a five. For that reason, pinnacle leaders cannot delegate the leadership development process of potential leaders to others who are less talented than those being mentored. It simply doesn't work. If there are potential level four or level five leaders in your organization, and you're a level five, you must dedicate the time and effort to mentoring them. Otherwise, they will go elsewhere to find a level five leader who is willing to do it. The best potential leaders will not remain in the organization unless you go to them where they are, extend your hand, and help them to climb up to your level. Continually mentor potential level five leaders. No matter what your leadership potential may be, you should strive to work your way up to level four so that you can invest in others. But if you reach level five, you have a much greater responsibility. No one other than a level five leader can raise up other level five leaders. If you make it to the pinnacle, give your best potential leaders your best and never stop mentoring them. Number three, create an inner circle that will keep you grounded. When leaders reach level four, their inner circle makes them better. The law of the inner circle says that those closest to the leaders determine their potential. Inner circle members help leaders take the organization to a higher level. And that's still true on level five, but the inner circle must also fulfill another function. It must keep the leader grounded. As I've already explained, it's very easy for leaders to begin believing their own press on level five. A good inner circle can help leaders on pinnacle level to avoid that pitfall. Number four, do things for the organization that only level five leaders can do. Being on level five allows a leader to see and do things that cannot be done from any other place in leadership. Some of those things are obvious. If you're the top leader in your organization, you need to guide it. You need to be a good model to everyone in that organization by valuing people, continuing to grow, practicing the golden rule, being authentic, exhibiting good values, and living out the right priorities. Number five is plan your succession. Leaving a successor is the last great gift a leader can give an organization. Leadership transition difficulties are far too common. And like the passing of a baton in a relay race, a leadership transition must be planned and executed well. Success is dependent upon the leader with a baton handing it off to the next leader when both of them are running at a maximum speed. Number six, leave a positive legacy. When you're young, you can't wait to get somewhere in life, to achieve success, climb the ladder, make an impact. If you have a type A personality, you move fast and try to conquer as much ground as you can. But as you age, you realize that there's much more to life than success. You want to make a difference. And if you think about it early enough, you have the opportunity to leave a positive legacy. That's what I desire to do, and I hope you do as well. One of the keys to arriving at the end of our lives without regret is doing the work of creating a lasting legacy. If you are a level 5 leader, I want to encourage you to use the influence that you have now to create a better world. How do we do this? First, recognize that what you do daily over time becomes your legacy. Whether it's spending quality time with your family every day, saving money or investing every month, speaking kind or encouraging words to others each day. These actions result in a legacy of positive impact. Second, decide now what you want your legacy to be. How do you want to be remembered? What would you like people to say about you at your funeral? Do you have a vision for the positive impact that you want to leave behind? Do you know what you can invest in potential leaders who will want to help you build it? And finally, understand that a legacy is the sum of your whole life, not just snippets. If you failed, that's okay. Has your life taken a path that is less than ideal? Put it behind you. Set off in the right direction and begin to change the way that you live starting today. Fulfill your mission and vision for your life. Do it now before it's too late to change. Don't let yourself get to the final days of your life wondering what could have been. Decide today what your life will be. And then take action each and every day to live your dreams and leave your legacy. Thank you for listening today. Please visit us at battlefieldresumes.com and find out how to build the business of you. Give us some feedback on topics that you'd like to know about. And remember, most of all, make today count.